الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. And those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to the weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic that we're going to discuss is description of paradise. In the past, in previous episodes, the previous class, we talked about the description of hell and what it looks like. Because the deen, Islam, really gets into deep, or really talks about and explain various aspects that maybe other faiths do not mention or do not explain like we do in Islam. And so, same thing here for paradise is what Muslims strive for and others are striving for, because it's different from this life, is in the next life. And the only way we get to paradise is through death. We can't go to paradise in this, the way we are right now. We have to die, of course, be good, obey Allah, submit to Allah, and then perhaps Allah will let us go and let us be one of the inhabitants or the dwellers of paradise. Now let's look at first, and I'm only going to basically come from Quran and Hadith. And Quran is the last revelation sent to mankind from Allah. And then the Hadith, or the saying to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him. These are some of the things he said and how he explained various aspects and description of what's happening in this place called paradise. And some people call it heaven. And sometimes in the Arabic, you will see the word or hear the word Jannah. J-A-N-N-A-H. Jannah. That is same thing as saying paradise or the gardens. Those are various ways that this place will be identified. Abu Huraira, one of the Prophet's companions, he said that the Prophet, peace and blessing upon him, he said, we're talking about the creation of paradise. When Allah created paradise and the fire, he sends Jibril to paradise, meaning Jibril, the angel, Jibril, the messenger angel, he sent him to paradise, saying, look at it and at what I have prepared in it for the inhabitants. He said, so he came to it and looked at it and at what Allah had prepared in it. He, Jibril, said, indeed, you might, indeed, by your might, nor shall hear of it except that, none should hear of it except that he shall enter it. Then he gave the order for it to be surrounded by hardships. He said, return to it and look at it and at what I have prepared in it for its inhabitants. He said, so he returned to it, meaning Angel Jibril, and found it surrounded with hardships. He returned to him and said, indeed, by your might, I fear that none shall enter it. He, meaning Jibril, said, go to the fire and look at it. He said, go to the fire and look at it and at what I have prepared in it for inhabitants. So he found it. One part of it riding the other. So he returned to him and said, meaning returned to Lot, and said, indeed, by your might, none shall hear of it, and then return and then enter it. So he gave the order for it to be surrounded with desires. Then he said, return to it. So he, Jibril, returned to it. Then he said, indeed, by your might, I fear that none shall be saved from it, except he shall enter it. So Allah made paradise, this beautiful place. He said, no one going want to resist going to it, no one. And then he put around it all the trials and tribulations relating to getting into it, because it's not for free. People had to earn it. And so then Jibril said, no, it's going to be hard for them to do that through all these hardships and these temptations, whatever they have around them. They're not going to be able to do that and enter paradise. And then he said, well, go to hell and look at hell, see what it is. He said, none. He looked at it and said, none going to want to enter this place. No one wants to enter this place. And then he put all the various things around the harsh, various things around it, temptations, desires around it. And then he said, and then Jibril saw that around it, and he said, no one's going to really looking at all that around hell. No one's going to resist it. No one's going to resist those temptations to go to hell. So for my beautiful students, are you going to give in to the, are you going to fight and do the hardships to get to paradise? Do what you need to do to get to paradise. Or are you going to be tempted and desires and end up and go for the desires and end up into the hellfire? It is your choice. Let's talk about the doors or the gates of paradise. It was mentioned Allah will make him, he who affirms these truths, enter paradise through one of the eight doors which he would like. And also in paradise there are eight doors I mentioned before. One is called Ar-Riyan, which only those who fast will enter. And so you have these eight doors to enter. For me, let me just go through any of the doors, any of the gates of Jannah. And then they have the one, a special one, for those who sacrifice and fast from sunup to sundown. They not eat anything or drink anything or do the things you can't do while you're fasting. These people have a special door that they're going to go through to enter paradise. Let me also mention to you about the unimaginable in paradise. And after I read this over and over again about paradise, I've been Muslim for a long time, and then I started thinking about the various things I'm reading to you all, and it's like I want those things. I want paradise. I want to do all the things I can to get to paradise, and I hope that you all have that same spirit of wanting paradise and do the things it takes to get to paradise. Paradise and paradise, there are unimaginable things. It was related by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. He said, Allah says, I have prepared for my righteous slaves that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and it has never crossed the minds of man. It's no imagination you can think of, none whatsoever, no matter how imaginative you are. Whatever kind of imagination that you are, whatever creativity that you have in your mind, you're the great artist or whatever it is that you can't imagine what paradise is like. Because the Lord says this. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said this. And pertaining to no eyes have seen, no ears heard, and it never crossed the mind of man what paradise is like. The rivers in paradise. We're going to go to chapter 47 in the Quran, verse 15. Chapter 47, verse 15. And it says, regarding the rivers in paradise, here is the parable of the paradise which the righteous have been promised. It has rivers, the water of which will never be stagnant. Rivers of milk, whose taste never changes. Rivers of wine, delicious to those who drink. And I want to let you all know, it's not wine that we drink here where you're going to get intoxicated. It's a non-intoxicating wine. It's different from this that we have here on the earth and that we make from the grapes or whatever way people make wine fermented, whatever they make, or whatever that way that they make wine. I'm gonna move on. And rivers of honey, pure and clear. In it they will have all kinds of fruits, as well as forgiveness from their Rabb, meaning their Lord. Can such people be compared to those who shall dwell in hell forever? And they will be given scalding water, which will cut their intestines into pieces. And so Allah sort of said two things there. He talked about what happened to people in hell, what they will be given. And then, of course, the rivers in the paradise and the drink people have and the sweet honey-like taste and pure honey and clear drink from the rivers that they would have in paradise. What about the trees in paradise, vegetation in paradise? It was narrated by Anas that the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said, indeed in paradise there is a tree under whose shade a rider could travel for 100 years without stopping. Can you imagine such a tree for 100 years? And some hadith have it for 100 years on a swift horse, a fast horse, without stopping, nonstop, just riding around this tree, the shadow of this tree in paradise. It's not like what we have here. Okay, what would the atmosphere be being in paradise? If it's similar to what we have here on earth, or is it different? And you can go to chapter 76, verse 13. Again, go ahead and turn kind of quickly. Chapter 76, verse 13. It's a very short one, and it says, there they shall be reclining upon high couches. Sometimes they say couches, sometimes they say thrones, sometimes they say like high back chairs. So a different translation of this particular verse. They shall feel neither the scorching heat nor the biting cold. It's going to be so beautiful there, the atmosphere of paradise. Can you imagine such a thing? Being there with no scorching heat and no bitter cold, and laying back on these high couches, or these thrones, or these chairs with these high backs to it. What about the marketplace in paradise? Anas, he said, may Allah be pleased with him. He said that Messenger of Allah, may peace and blessings be upon him. He said, and Jannah, there is a market to which the people will come every Friday. The northern wind will blow and shower fragrance on their faces and clothes. And consequently, it will enhance their beauty and loveliness. They will then return to their wives, who will also have increased in their beauty and loveliness. And their families will say to them, we swear by Allah that you have been increased in beauty and loveliness since leaving us. Thereupon they will reply, we swear by Allah that you have also been increased in beauty and loveliness since we have left you. This is so beautiful, the marketplace, that the person would go there on Fridays, assemble there on Friday, and go through these paths, or these paths, if it will, these streets, and this northern wind will come and blow. And of course, it's showering them with fragrance on their faces and on their clothing, and enhance their beauty. And you, to a point where some hadith have it where the people won't be able to recognize them. Who are you? And a lady come, or the man come, whatever, and still come, and they say, and they knock on the door, who are you? And he said, like, let me in, I'm your wife. You're more beautiful now than you were before you left. And so this is one of the beautiful things, atmosphere or the marketplace, of what happens to people who go to the paradise. This is what we all must try to strive for. How about food and drink? I also remind you, my students, this is not all when you talk about defining or describing what's in paradise. or the beauty of paradise. This is just very, very little of what happens in paradise and what paradise is looking like and what we're striving for. Let's get to now the food and drink of paradise. And we can find this in chapter 77, verse 41 through 44. Again, chapter 77, verse 41 through 44. And it says, surely the righteous shall dwell amidst cool shades and springs, and shall have whatever fruits they desire. We shall say to them, eat and drink to your heart's content. This is the reward for your good deeds. Thus shall we reward the righteous. Ah, oh, this is so beautiful. The kind of food that we will eat in paradise, those of us who accomplish this task, this great, they'll go to get through the hardships around in paradise. And this is the food that we will eat in paradise and the drink we will drink in paradise. Now, what kind of vessels will we use in paradise or in Jannah? And you can find this in chapter 43, verse 71. Again, chapter 43, verse 71. There they shall be served with golden dishes and golden goblets, and they shall have everything that their souls can desire and all that their eyes can delight in. And it will be said to them, now you shall abide therein forever. This is so beautiful. So beautiful, beautiful gold. We'll be served with golden dishes and goblets and golden goblets, and all that we desire, we will have this in paradise just for merely obeying Allah, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong. And Allah give this to us. This world we're living in right now, it's just fleeing. It's just maybe 60, let's say 150 years. Okay, that's which is a lot of years. After that, we're dead. But we would go to paradise and said here, now you shall abide therein forever. And have whatever you want, whatever you desire, because you did what? You obeyed Allah. You submitted to Allah. And now Allah rewards you. No, we haven't seen Allah. But we believe in Allah. We haven't seen paradise. We believe in paradise. We haven't seen hell. But we believe in hell. It's all about belief. That's what this thing is all about, and doing what Allah tells us to do and do what the Prophet tells us to do. Well, what kind of dwellings or our houses will we live in paradise? Some call it palaces. Some could just call it dwellings or houses. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, he said, a tent in paradise is like a hollow pearl, which is 30 miles in height. And on every corner of the tent, the believer will have a family that cannot be seen by others. And some hadith says that it would be made of pearls, or our dwellings would be made of pearls, 60 miles high and 60 miles wide. That's a lot. Next time you're on the road and you're riding for 30 miles, imagine all that being the space in your house in paradise. And let's say you go another 30 miles. Imagine, just next time you take a ride, think about this. You've gone 30 miles. This is how big your place of paradise will be. You've gone 60 miles. This is how big your place, your dwelling, and paradise will be. It will be this size, as far as length and as far as height. So we want to do all that we can to ensure that we're going to have that everlasting life in paradise. We have to do what's right here on earth. Now I want you to turn to chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. That's chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. And we're going to talk about the reception of the person or people in paradise. It is also a fact that those who believe sincerely in the truth which is revealed in this book, meaning the Quran, and do good deeds, their Rabb will guide them because of their faith, and rivers will flow beneath their feet in gardens of bliss. Their slogan or the saying therein will be, glory to you, O Lord, subhanahu Allah, glory to you, O Lord. And their greetings therein will be, peace be upon you, assalamu alaikum. And their closing remarks will be, our praises are for our Lord Allah alone, alhamdulillah. And so you notice that the Muslims, we always want the best for our Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters. So we give them this greeting that we will receive in paradise. We say, assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you. They say, wa alaikum salam, may peace be upon you. And then you may say, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, may peace and the rahmah, may peace and the mercy of Allah be upon you. And they say the same thing to us. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And so they was basically saying the same to us, but that's a whole other lesson when I'm going to back off from that for right now. What kind of garments will we wear in paradise? You turn to chapter 18, verse 31. That's again chapter 18, verse 31. And the garments, and it mentions here, there are the ones from whom there will be the gardens of Eden. Or sometimes I forgot to mention that. Also, some people called the garden, Eden. Beneath its rivers flow, they will adorn in brocade, or bracelets of gold. They will wear green garments of fine silk and rich brocade, and they will recline on soft cushions or couches. What an excellent reward, and what a beautiful residence. It talks about the garments and wearing the gold bracelets and having the green garments that's made of silk and brocade, and reclining again on soft couches or thrones. And again, what an excellent reward and a beautiful beautiful residence. The youthful servants we will have in paradise. You can find this in chapter 56, verse 17 through 21. Again, chapter 56, verse 17 to 21. And it mentions, and they shall wait, and talking about the youthful servants. They shall wait on them in an eternal youth, with goblets, shining beakers, and cups of pure wine. Again, not the wine of this world, intoxicant, which will neither pain their heads nor take away their senses. They shall have fruits of their own choice and flesh of fowls that they may desire. In other words, we'll be served by these youthful individuals. And these beautiful, again, goblets and shining beakers and all the things that I mentioned to you before, and fruits, whatever we want. And any meat, whatever we want that we desire, we will have these kind of things in paradise. What kind of activities, you may ask your imam, what will we be doing in paradise? One of the activities we'll be doing in paradise is that they and their spouses will be, and it's going to come from chapter 55, verse 56. Again, chapter 55, verse 56. They and their spouses shall be in shady groves, reclining on soft couches. They will have all kinds of fruit, and they will get whatever they call for. Ah, that's a beautiful thing. That's the activities you would do. It's like be on vacation all the time. We always see a lot of times commercial, whatever, this beautiful place in this and this and this water and this sand, all the kind of thing. At least in America, that's what we see. It's where we want to go through. This is comfortable and relaxing. And so, of course, not the nakedness. And so here we're talking about the activity that we would do in paradise. One of them would be just laying back with our spouses underneath these sort of shady groves, reclining on these couches or these chairs or these thrones, and whatever we want, what kind of fruit we want, whatever we desire, and we will get. Again, you can find this activity in chapter 55, verse 56. And we're talking about here having everlasting life in paradise. No, it's not like here where we die. Here in chapter, it mentioned in chapter 15, verse 48. Again, chapter 15, verse 48. And it mentions, no fatigue will touch them in there, nor will they ever be asked to leave. Ah, beautiful. We will never get tired in paradise, and that we will never be asked to leave paradise. We will be there forever. Such a beautiful place. We're going through hardship right now. We're going through a lot right now in this world. Family problems, this problem, that problem, world problem, whatever, climate problem, whatever we're going through. There, we won't have this kind of problems there. We have no fatigue there. It will not touch us there, nor will we ever be asked to leave there. Let me tell you a little bit more about what I'm talking about here, my beautiful students. Also, it was said by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, there will be an announcer in paradise who would make the announcement. Verily, there is in store for you everlasting health, and that you shall never fall ill, and that you will live therein forever, and do not die at all, and that you will remain young and never grow old, and that you will always live in affluent circumstances and never become destitute. As Allah says, or as words of Allah said, the exalted, the glorious are, and it is with will be announced to them, this is the paradise you have been made to inherit for what you used to do. Again, you have been made to inherit it for what you used to do. And you can find this in chapter 7, verse 43. Again, chapter 7, verse 43. This is the paradise you have been made to inherit for what you used to do. We never grow old, always stay young, have whatever we want, never fall ill. We will live forever in paradise. All we have to do is obey Allah, enjoying what is right and forbid what is wrong, and we have this place forever. If you want to know more about Islam and about paradise, and increase your knowledge of Islam, please go to Why Islam. They can send you information about Islam. You want to have more, learn more about Islam, you can always go to International Online University, and you can get a degree or certificate in learning about Islam. I think some of their classes may even be free. You go to American Open University and find out more information about Islam and about this beautiful place called paradise. You have been attending the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.